Just ask you a question about Melbourne too. Obviously, they lost their last game, but they didn't lose badly. But they now have lost a really important player in their midfield, Clayton Oliver, for we don't know how long, maybe two, maybe three, maybe a month. They've got a bye in there somewhere. They've got a really tough month of football ahead of them too, their next four opponents. How do you reckon they're travelling at the moment?
I think this is really interesting with the Oliver out. He would have been in their best three players for 5 years, week in, week out, Clayton Oliver. Mm. And I wondered this when I was watching him against Port Adelaide, because Port Adelaide belted them for all but 20 minutes, right? Mm. And the player who was so quiet for all but that 20 minutes was Christian Petrarca, right? So Gawn had a quiet game. Mm. Oliver did what Oliver did. Petrarca, Viney was quiet, Lever was quiet. So all of a sudden Petrarca comes alight. Mm. For 20 minutes, you know, they kick seven goals, get themselves back in the game, and then it's gone again. Can you get – when you got these what we call generational talent, so you know, Oliver, Gawn, Petrarca, they're going to go down as three of the all-timers at Melbourne.
Yeah.
They've relied on them – when I say relied on them, they've gone out and just done what they've done. They've been the best three players nearly every single week. When they're not playing well now, have they been so good for so long that the bottom – or not the bottom, the rest haven't been able to sort of develop and pick up the slack, which is the challenge now for this weekend.
Yeah. Are the rest good enough?
Well, let's find out. You see, well, they are good enough because they've won a premiership. But I reckon over the last year and a half, they've been driven along by these blokes at the top end, and maybe subconsciously or subliminally they sit back and go, oh, well, Max will do it or Track will do it or Clary will do it. Well, it's not enough. It's not enough to have those blokes playing week in, week out at the level they are, and they still you can't win a premiership. You need more from the rest. And I reckon that's where they're at right now. They're not getting enough from the rest.
We've seen Port Adelaide now on two occasions go after Max Gawn. What is it that they think about Max Gawn, do you think?
No, well, why
do they think that they can unsettle him? No other club goes after him. I haven't seen any other team go after Max Gawn that Port Adelaide have gone after him. And again, they had Butters going up to Maxi Gawn at the weekend and bumping him.
Yeah. Oh, they clearly think that they can diminish his response. Well, he's not – if you're suggesting is he weak or soft or anything like that.
Well, why do they think that?
I think they've tried to wear him down physically. Just wear him down physically, wear him down physically, try and take his focus away from doing whatever he wants. Max is one of the most dominant players in competition when he does what he wants. That is run to where he wants, stand where he wants, mark the ball where he wants. So they did that. They took him away. He's where he wanted to run, and they also kicked the ball around him.
So do you think it was just physical? It wasn't a mental thing that they were attacking him?
No, I think it was all of it. Mental, physical.
Do you think they got to him?
He didn't. It certainly... He didn't have the influence because they were able to bypass him. And the other stuff, who knows how physically draining it is to have 18 other blokes bumping into you all day long.